I am opening this meeting of Subcommittee on Information Technology, Joint Committee on Ways and Means, June 16th. I'm opening a public hearing on House Bill 3099. Mr. McSpadden.
Certainly, Co-Chair Nathanson, members of the committee. As you may recall, we heard House Bill 3099 and the A8 amendment on May 21st. At that time, the IT Subcommittee recommended adoption of the A8 amendment and moved House Bill 3099 and the amendment to the General Government Subcommittee. A General Government Subcommittee work session was held on June 3rd. At that time, the General Government Subcommittee referred the bill back to this committee to consider amendments that had been proposed by the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer. For today's public hearing and work session, the IT Subcommittee will be considering the adoption of the A13 amendment, which is comprised of the A8 amendment that the committee already weighed in on, acted on the 21st of May. That was subsequent to the state CIO's verbal testimony expressing his and Governor Brown's support of the A8 amendment. The specific additions that are included within the A13 amendment involve requested language or agreed upon language by the Secretary of State and Treasury involving the deletion of specific proposed changes to ORS 279A.050 and the modification of definitions proposed in ORS 291.039 within House Bill 3099 engrossed. The effect of these Secretary of State requested deletions and modifications is to maintain the existing Secretary of State and State Treasury independent authorities and exemptions. Additional language, which was agreed to by the Secretary of State and Treasury, is also added to ORS 291038, requiring the Secretary of State and the Treasurer to submit specified documents and reports to the Legislative Fiscal Office and to develop information technology related plans, policies, and standards that are, to the extent possible, compatible with the plans, policies, and standards adopted by the state CIO for all other state agencies within the executive branch. The final portion of the A13 amendment involves language that was proposed by the Oregon Business Development Department that involves the deletion of specific proposed changes to Chapter 782, Oregon Laws 2009, related to the placement of the Oregon Broadband Advisory Council. The effect of these Oregon Business Development Department requested deletions is to simply maintain the current placement of the Oregon Broadband Advisory Council within the department rather than transferring the council to the state chief information officer. The state CIO has been contacted. It's our understanding that the state CIO is not opposed to the council remaining within the department at this time. At this time, LFO believes agreement has been reached with all the parties, and we have the A13 amendment for consideration by the IT subcommittee today.
Great. I would like to paraphrase your very carefully and expertly worded description of the amendment in a different way, and please correct me if I'm misstating the case. In plain language, what this says to me is this amendment doesn't let anyone off the hook. It's acknowledging and recognizing there are separate authorities, but we are requiring those separate authorities to adopt their own policies and standards to achieve the same accountability that we expect of other agencies. And it's in everyone's best interest to make sure that we're doing the best job we can. Is that what we're doing here?
I believe that's accurate, yes.
Okay. Thanks. There, I've opened the public hearing. Is there anyone signed up to testify? No. Okay. Is there anyone in the audience who meant to sign up and didn't? I'm closing the public hearing now.
Did you have a question?
Go to work session. Okay. Okay. I'm closing the public hearing. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3099.
So
Senator Whitsitt.
Chair Nathanson, essentially, this removes the Secretary of State and the Oregon State Treasurer from the DAS control, but it maintains the legislative control over the budgetary for the budgetary purposes of their IT program. So we can direct them on what we think is appropriate to do and guide them with our budgetary control. Is that?
LFO, will you confirm, please?
Yes, co-chairs, members of the committee, Senator Whitsitt. Yes, that's correct. The legislative authority for appropriations, for oversight, has not changed in any way. And as you indicated, the amendment simply recognizes existing independent authorities and responsibilities, but at the same time asks that those independent organizations develop like-kind policies, plans, and procedures for their agencies and report to the Legislative Fiscal Office on your behalf.
Okay. Second question. This appears to have about a $3 million fiscal on it. And that's interesting since it's supposed to be in the DAS budget, but the DAS budget's on the full Ways and Means this afternoon. So how's that going to work?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senator Whitsitt. Certainly, if there are more detailed questions, the state CIO is here in the audience and can answer.
This was a question regarding our LFO
sure.
and our process. I mean, how are we going to put this in the DAS budget when the DAS budget's already in full Ways and Means?
So, Senator Whitsitt, the $3.4 million that's referenced in the Legislative Fiscal Office fiscal impact statement is already included in Senate Bill 5502. It was a separate request that was made irregardless of House Bill 3099 to provide the State Chief Information Officer with additional resources, in part to recognizing a recent Secretary of State audit that indicated that mm-hmm. The State CIO was understaffed to perform oversight. It's already included.
You ready for a motion?
I certainly am.
Good. I move that we recommend to full committee adoption of the A13 amendment to House Bill 3099.
Is there a discussion of this motion regarding the A13 amendment?
I just have one other procedural question. Is that this movement of the Oregon Business Development Department's Broadband Advisory Council, that does fit within the relating to clause of this bill?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senator Whitsitt, the Oregon Broadband Advisory Council is under current law is currently placed within the Oregon Business Development Department. The House Bill 3099 envisioned a transfer of the Broadband Advisory Council to move information technology related functions to the state CIO. What this amendment does is simply leave it where it is.
Just reverses
the proposed change.
Perfect. Thank you.
Keeps the status quo. To take action to keep it. Any other questions or discussion on the motion regarding the amendment? Any objections? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move the House Bill 3099 to the General Government Subcommittee with the recommendation that it also recommend to the full committee that the measure to amend by the A13 amendment.
Thank you. Discussion on the main motion. Objections. Motion passes. Carrier? No, because we're moving on to another subcommittee.
We are, yes.
Yes. Anything else we need to do in this work session for this bill?
Madam Co-Chair, our work is concluded for today.
Okay. I'm closing this work session on House Bill 3099. No other business for our committee. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you. Business for our committee. Meeting is adjourned.